was my wedding day. The happiest day of my life. In more ways than one. You see, my friend's little girl, she was the flower girl. And she's so cute in that dress. She was prancing around in the wedding party's room while we're all getting ready. I don't believe in that whole don't see the groom before the fucking day thing. That's for antiquated old farts. So we're all getting ready in the same room. We don't care if we're half naked with each other. Most of us have slept together anyway, and the marriage is just a piece of paper. But it's an excuse to dress up and have a great party. And I saw... I saw one of the groomsmen just looking at her and rubbing his crotch absentmindedly. And it gave me the idea. Maybe we should make today about her. I mean, it's all friends and family, right? So, I kind of went over and picked her up and gave her a kiss. Right on the mouth. She was a little surprised, but she got into it. I mean, her mom had lent her to me for the whole day, so why not use her, right? I could see that my fiancé knew exactly what I was doing. And he came over and sidled up right behind her. We had her sandwiched between us in a nice little hug. I could feel the satin of her dress right against my cleavage. All I was wearing was a slip in my bra. Fuck. Her little body was so smooth and hard against us. My soon-to-be husband slid his hand up her thigh. And she was a little shocked. But she didn't balk. She just sat in my arms and gave me little kisses. So cute. When he slid his finger inside her panties, her eyes widened a little bit. But again, she'd been told to do whatever we told her to, so... His finger slid inside that virgin little pussy. Or at least I assume it's a virgin little pussy. Her parents could have been using it for years. Especially the way she was a cute little whore for the wedding. She was moaning. So it obviously felt good. Then my fiancé's fingers pumping in and out of her little pussy. The girls and guys around the room had all started masturbating, watching the scene. So I reached down and grabbed my soon-to-be husband's cock. And started stroking it. Oh, God, it was so wet. I just wanted to use this little girl so badly. Soon more people came up. I felt a cock slide inside my pussy and I was more than happy to fucking take it. Turned into a nice little orgy right before my wedding. With a peace. The centerpiece of it all was that sweet little fucking slut. Oh, God. She got passed around some. Tips of dicks inserted in her pussy, in her ass, in her mouth. She had her face pushed in pussies and made to lick and suck on clits. She was a cute little used slut. We took off her dress so it wouldn't get messy, and some of the men just came on her, and we all licked it off, and she was right and proper used. It was getting close to time, so we hurried up and got dressed, and got all ready. We sent her down the aisle with that little basket of flowers. She was spreading the petals as we had spread hers. And dropped them on the floor and got to the front. I walked up the aisle to meet my new husband. And there's that little flower girl. I could see we had missed a spot on her cheek. She had dried cum on her. And I leaned down and I just licked it off. Well, that got everything going again. I said my wedding vows. Breathing into her pussy as I said them. A cute little bald cutting legs over my shoulders as I ate her out. Oh, tasted all the men that had come on her and inside her. It was a right fuck fest. My husband got to be the first. The first to push his dick more than just the head inside that tiny little fucking cunt. Oh, God. It was so hot. From then on, she was just used. She really seemed to be loving it. Oh, the cocks that filled her mouth and everyone's fucking everyone else. It couldn't have been a more perfect wedding. As I ate my husband's cum out of her cunt and said, I do. I do. I fucking take you. I fucking take you to fuck kids with me for the rest of my fucking life. God. Oh, the day was so hot. I'm just fucking so close just even thinking about it. She fell asleep as we finished up the wedding vows. So we let her nap on the way to the reception. We had the reception at my house, where I have all my toys. So we tied her up and put her in the sex swing. So she could be used again and again. She woke up for some of it, feeling her pussy stretched, cum in her throat. That little girl was a thorough whore that night. And I couldn't think of a better way to consummate my marriage. So my husband fucked me. And I ate her out. God. Eating adult cum from a tiny baby pussy. There's nothing like it. It's better than champagne. Better than wine. Better than chocolate. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah. Needless to say, oh, I wish you'd been there. Yes. I'm not even sure exactly how many cocks she took, but it was a lot. Such a cute little slut. Her mom called me the next day and said she had a really great time. She looked a little tired, but beyond that, not a word was mentioned. And she's asked if Auntie J can babysit again. Oh, little girl, I'd be more than happy to have an orgy with you as the center. So, we planned one for next week.